Even if you've never been there, for sure you've seen Los Angeles on TV. In the early 1990s, LA's scandals were making national headlines. This was the age of court TV.
The Courtroom Television Network presents Trial Story.
Police officers were on trial for the brutal beating of Rodney King.
A beating by four Los Angeles police officers is captured on videotape. Was it a case of excessive force?
Football star O.J. Simpson was on trial for the murder of his wife, Nicole.
It makes no sense. It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
And two young millionaire brothers were also on trial.
Also in Los Angeles, the prosecution is wrapping up its case in the Menendez brothers murder trial.
And now, a new television show called Law & Order True Crime, The Menendez Murders, follows the case of Lyle and Eric Menendez, who were sentenced to life in prison in 1996 for murdering their parents. This crime and their confession left Los Angeles and the nation stunned. Actor Carlos Gomez plays Jose Menendez, Lyle and Eric's abusive father on the series. And Carlos Gomez joins me now in the studio to talk about his work as an actor on this show. Welcome to Latino USA, Carlos.
Thank you so much. It's a great honor to be here.
So listen, we're going to talk about the big show right now, which is Law & Order True Crime series. And this is the Menendez brothers story. But some people might know you also from, Madam Secretary, where you play
Jose Campos.
And some other people might know you from
I played Chewy in Fool's Rush In back in the day with Salma Hayek.
Hi, Chewy.
¿Cómo estás?
Fine. It's been a long time since you came to one of these. I was afraid we'd never be friends again.
That's where we started, isn't it?
Alex, this is Chewy.
Love that movie.
Desperado. I worked on Charmed. I was one of the only two Latinos on Friends.
Oh, wait a second.
You
want
to really go back?
Mic dropping.
To make that kind of judgment on me, you don't even know me.
Whoa. The poem is not about you. My baby, Preciosa. You make me so sad that you would think this.
I'm sorry. It's my friend Phoebe's.
No, it's...
So you've been around as a working actor.
Yes.
You were born and raised in New York City.
I was born in New York City. I was here till I was like 8 years old, and I moved to Miami and kind of raised in Miami, Florida. I'm Cuban descent. And when I was 19, I moved back to New York to kind of start my artistic career.
How was it that you decided that you were going to be an actor? I mean, what?
You know, I started off, I didn't decide I was going to be an actor. I used to be a break dancer when I was younger.
Oh, no. Okay, we're going to have to record that. You're going to have to show us some moves. Were you dancing in the subways?
No, I never got to that point. But I started dancing in Miami, and I was really a locker and a popper. And I did that for a while. I mean, I worked in New York as a dancer, theater dance, and I got into singing. And then that's when I kind of started getting the acting bug.
How did you make a living at that time?
The odd jobs. I worked as a telemarketer. I worked in construction for a while.
So a lot of people might also know you kind of as playing the bad guy.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people say that, but I've played more like detectives. I've played more cops. I did a show called Shark for 2 seasons with James Wood, where I played Antonio Villaraigosa, who was the mayor of L.A.
You played him?
I played a character kind of based on him a little bit.
He must have been so happy.
Yes, he was very excited about it. And I got to hang out with him.
Aspen's still the playground for the rich and famous, but L.A.'s a new hotspot to get away with murder.
You should audit his tax.
But it's funny because some people, you know, when I first started my career, as many Latinos do, that's all the parts that were available to us, was the gang leader or the drug dealer, or that's all we could work as actors. So kind of like in the middle of my career, I made a statement that I thought, you know what, I want to try to work more making, you know, just playing positive role models.
And when you say that you made a statement, like where did you...
Working for a while because I wouldn't take some of the parts. You know, I didn't want to play another gang leader.
You go and audition, but you...
Yeah, I didn't want to go out for another gang leader. I didn't want to go out for the drug dealer. You know, I just was kind of over it.
You happen to be working with one of the great television masters, Dick Wolf.
Yes,
an honor. We are Dick Wolf junkies,
yes,
myself and the producer of this segment, and you get a phone call.
I get a phone call to, you know, to play this part. And at first I was a little hesitant because of, you know, but because I had seen the, you know, the Menendez case back in the day. I was obsessed with it because it
you
was
were?
Like, I was.
So you were
I
obsessed.
Was because it was the first time that as an audience, we can see how the legal system works live, not edited, just to see exactly what was going on. And because of what the case was about, you know, he was Cuban, I was Cuban. I just thought, like,
whoa.
Yeah, it was, you know, I was intrigued about what happened and why this happened.
So the story basically turns out, right, that there's this big reveal that these two brothers who massacred their mom and dad, because it was
murdered.
Not...
Yeah,
it was not just like one gunshot to the head.
It was
eight bloody
for one. It was, I think it was 12, between 12 and 15 gunshots. And one of them was reloaded to finish off the mob.
Ay, Dios mío.
Yeah, it was a cold blooded murder.
Then it's revealed that the murdered dad,
mm-hmm.
was actually a terrible, terrible father.
Yes.
Tell us what we know now about the dad in real life. And then about you kind of having to play that complex character.
Yeah. You know, when I saw the case, you know, I could relate because he was Cuban. You know, he was an immigrant who came here at 16. Worked as a dishwasher, put himself through school, meets his wife, Kitty. They have a family. He becomes a very successful businessman. From what I had read and stuff, he was a tough businessman. Some people, he wasn't liked sometimes by his peers, but he was very successful. He was a big, big Latin, you know, kind of image in Hollywood at the time because he worked for RCA Records. He worked for Caracol Films. He was one of the people who was kind of responsible for the Rambo franchise. You know, at the time he left $14 million inheritance in 1990. It was a lot of money. I just couldn't believe that this person was, you know, allegedly of the sexual abuse, that a person in this position would be capable of something like this.
What did he actually, what is he accused of doing?
He's accused of sexually molesting his kids pretty much most of his life. What I play pretty much is the recollection of what the kids said in court, of what the parents had done to them.
What will happen if you ever tell anyone again?
You hurt me.
Wrong! What will I do?
They'll kill me.
That's right.
I could not imagine a person doing this to somebody else, let alone his kids.
But you had to, right?
I had to because that's what's on the script. That's what I had to play. But it wasn't easy. It was very challenging.
Basically, when you're getting that side of the story, you as an actor have to become the person who would do that to your two little boys.
Yeah. I don't judge the people that I play, you know, but as an actor, you always have to find some kind of humanity or something to relate the reality of the situation. And that's what I played. It was the fact that he was probably abused as a child, if this actually happened, that he, you know, he doesn't know any different. And the shame that this person must have carried, you know, those are things that as a society, I think, if anything, we could bring out and have more conversation about.
So as a human being and as an actor, you had to kind of wrap your head around the whole notion of mental health.
Yes.
Something that, you know, in Latino-Latina communities, we're not so good at talking about.
We're not.
You know, estás loco,
taboo.
Estás neurótico,
Eso no pasó. I think, if anything, if this could bring out to people the fact that it does happen. Child abuse of any sort or abuse of any sort, may it be sexual, verbal, physical, and to be able to talk about it, to be able to have a conversation. They see this series and maybe something will click in somebody and say, you know what? I have that shame in me and I feel like now I can expose that and I can, and you can stop the cycle. And in the Latino culture, you know, it's prevalent, you know, it happens just like in any culture. But I think we're more closed to open up about it and really face it and say, you know what? I have a problem. I have a disease. I have this that You know, maybe it's generational. Maybe we need to stop and we need to talk about it. It's the only way that we're going to stop it.
When the Menendez brothers case happened, there was, of course, a political and racial context. There was the O.J. Simpson trial. There were the L.A. riots, the L.A. uprising, if you will. The Menendez brothers has absolutely nothing to do with the politics of the moment of today.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because as an actor before this administration, I felt really good about where we were going as Latinos in film, in television. And I think in the short time that has passed, we've been knocked back a lot of steps. We've been taking like 5 steps backwards now. If you see in television now, there's over 500 television shows now happening. And if you see how many Latino shows are on TV, it's heartbreaking.
How many Latino shows are on TV?
I think, well, I
Let's
can
see,
tell
there's
you.
There's Jane the Virgin.
Uh-huh.
There's One Day at a Time.
Right.
That's on Netflix.
Right. How many more?
I'm stuck.
That's
okay.
Exactly
hold, no,
it.
Come on. No, wait.
That's
there's
exactly
got to be
it.
More.
That's exactly
hold
it.
Hold on. No. East Los Angeles.
I think
Los.
That's canceled. That's not. I think
they got
it's
canceled.
No longer. I think they got canceled.
Okay. What else? Come on.
Exactly.
And we're definitely not
exactly.
We're not including
exactly.
Narcos in that.
No, because
at all.
Well, that's a Latino, but it's I'm talking about things that's going to show us again. In a light where we can see us as a culture.
As complex human
beings. As complex human beings. It's
which
very
is actually, when you say that, it's also,
yes.
These are just American
these
stories.
These are our American stories. You know, every season I read for 3 or 4 pilots that are all Latino, and none of them ever get made. And it's a pity because there's so many great Latino actors, and they just do not give us the opportunity. It's incredibly frustrating.
And so we have to continue to claim that space. And for you, Carlos Gomez, I just want to say thank you for claiming that space and for being a Latino actor who makes us proud.
Thank you so much.
Carlos Gomez plays Jose, the father of the Menendez brothers, in the show Law & Order True Crime, The Menendez Murders, a TV show which tells a story about a certain part of L.A., which is one of America's great complex cities.